What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 942. In this episode, I'll discuss the administration of mannitol for elevated intracranial pressure. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode942. The definitive treatment for elevated intracranial pressure is to fix the underlying cause. Common causes are traumatic brain injury, intracranial hemorrhage, CNS infection, or intracranial neoplasm. Until definitive treatment can be arranged, temporary treatments to lower intracranial pressure, such as mannitol, may be employed. When given as a bolus, mannitol is an osmotic diuretic that does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Mannitol lowers intracranial pressure by osmotically drawing free water out of the brain and into circulation where it can be eliminated. If given as a continuous prolonged infusion, mannitol will eventually cross the blood-brain barrier and have no effect on intracranial pressure. This means that the rate of administration must be fast enough in order to get the desired effect. The typical bolus dose for mannitol to lower intracranial pressure is 1 gram per kilo administered over 30 minutes IV. Mannitol should have an onset time of 15 to 30 minutes and a duration of up to 6 hours when given this way. Often the decision to administer mannitol is made due to an acute severe change in the patient's neurologic status that leads the physician or provider to believe the intracranial pressure is too high. The request is usually for mannitol to be given stat. Variability in dose and administration technique can cause significant delays between the time mannitol is needed and the time it actually gets administered. Mannitol is available in 25% 50 ml vials, which have 12.5 grams per vial, and 20% 500 ml bags, which have 100 grams per bag. Both preparations may crystallize at room temperature. Mannitol should be carefully inspected for crystals before it is administered, and it should be administered with an inline filter, typically 5 micron or smaller in size. Ideally, the 1 gram per kilo dose of mannitol is administered as a bolus over 30 minutes. Comparing the available forms of mannitol against this dosing regimen, it becomes clear that the 12.5 milligram vials are just not practical. For a 75 kilo patient, the nurse would have to draw up 6 12.5 gram vials and stand at the bedside pushing them for 30 minutes. That leaves the 20% 500 ml infusion as the most reasonable option for delivering a 1 gram per kilo bolus of mannitol over 30 minutes. While the 20% infusion option is the best, it too has some drawbacks. Many patients will receive less than 100 grams, and it's somewhat unusual to dispense an infusion that contains more than the intended dose of an IV medication. It's also not practical to transfer the exact amount of mannitol needed to a second container due to the time this takes and the urgency of the need for mannitol. Fortunately, features available in smart pumps can facilitate administering the exact amount of mannitol needed. Smart pumps are able to specify a limit on the total volume of any medication that's to be infused, regardless of the rate of infusion. Nurses at my institution routinely use this feature on all IV infusions to ensure that the infusion rate is assessed frequently. In the context of a mannitol infusion, the nurse can set the pump to stop administration after the exact amount of mannitol has been delivered. Check your smart pump library to make sure that the mannitol entry and limits allow for administration of a weight-based bolus over 30 minutes, as needing to manually figure out how to run the infusion outside of the pump library can delay administration and increase the chance of error. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.